When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Think you can learn a thing or two from farmers, sheep herders, or fishermen who are still working at 100 years of age? Only 30% of their health is determined by the genes of their ancestors. This is Doris Lance with your Healthy Habit. Spend a day with seniors from the five communities around the world called Blue Zones that prove 30% of health is inherited and 70% depend on your lifestyle or your daily habits. Take, for instance, Kamada Nakazato, a 102-year-old who is active in her community by engaging three or four times a week with friends and family for tea. Longevity research found social connections have health benefits such as lowering blood pressure, decreasing dementia and depression. Let 2026 be filled with quality connections with new or existing family and friends. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor at Cuesta College Emeritus Program, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 12, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office arrests suspect involved in multiple burglaries in San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles School District recognizes Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a 27-year-old earlier this week on 4 felony burglary charges and 1 count of attempted burglary. The Sheriff's Office says they began an investigation into a series of commercial burglaries that began in April 2026 and spanned multiple areas in the county, including Cambria, Cayucas, San Simeon, and Templeton. Businesses impacted include the San Simeon Post Office, Artifacts Gallery, McLean Jewelry, and Upscale Resale. Detectives served search warrants at a location in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo. At that time, evidence was recovered and connected to several burglaries. Ryan Coates was found to be in possession of stolen property from a burglary in San Luis Obispo that same day. Investigators determined Coates has an extensive criminal history and is associated with numerous burglaries outside of San Luis Obispo County. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking air conditioning unit on the roof of the building when they arrived. After extinguishing the fire, crews investigated and determined it was caused by a burned-up motor inside the AC. Paso Robles School Board recognizes Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District recognized Coach of the Year and other Bearcats that have made significant impact on student-athletes earlier this week. Coach of the Year Award was presented to Cody Wilsusen in Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. Wilsusen is the head coach for sideline cheer, competitive cheer, and track and field. This is her second year in a row to be nominated Coach of the Year. The Community Bearcat of the Year Award was presented to Calvin Thompson. He serves as the head of barbecue coordinator for the Bearcat Boosters at Friday night football games, as well as numerous other fundraising events throughout the year. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District thanks Thompson for his service with Bearcat Boosters and his work as president of the Paso Robles Lions Club as one of the supporters of Bearcat Athletics. The California Mid-State Fair announced the introduction of a new quiet zone for children and family for Kids Day at the fair. The Kindness Corner is a designated space that will offer families a quiet space focused on kindness, inclusion, and well-being. The idea was inspired by a fair proposal developed by 2025 Miss California Mid-State Fair Queen Sky Davis as part of her participation in the California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. The Kindness Corner will debut Friday, July 24th. Kids Day is one of the most popular and family-focused days in the fair. Children ages 12 and under receive free admission. The public is also invited to attend the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant Wednesday, July 15th at 6 p.m. on the 805 Frontier Stage. City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field 2, located at 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2. In the latest elections update for San Luis Obispo County, James D'Antona's lead against Michael Aaron Woody in the District 2 supervisor race continues by about 1,100 votes, or 53-47%. Jimmy Paulding is still ahead of Adam Verdon by almost 2,000 votes, 54-46%. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballot report, there are about 9,000 unprocessed ballots left in San Luis Obispo County. June 15th is the deadline for counting mail ballots that do not need signature cures or other issues resolved. June 24th is the last day to resolve these issues, and the county must certify results by July 2nd. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 8-6. Tonight, the Padres will face the Orioles, the Giants will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Rays, the Dodgers will face the White Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a fire erupted at a large distribution center for a major surgical products in Tracy yesterday afternoon. The facility is about 55 miles east of San Francisco, and Medline, the provider of the distribution center, said all of its employees and personnel at the site were accounted for. The fire was also burning in an industrial zone in the city, far away from homes. Thick black smoke was seen pouring into the sky from the fire. Several laws will go into effect for California starting July 1st. Schools in the state will need to provide at least one gender-neutral bathroom on campus. Smartphone use on campus across California will need to be banned or limited by the start of July 2026. Chain restaurants in California will need to provide at least a list of the menu items with major food allergens in them. On Tuesday evening, a mother, along with her two children, were walking along the shore of a Treasure Island beach in Orange County when a wave reportedly engulfed them. Two bystanders rescued the mother and son, but did not find the girl. After a 30-hour search for the girl, her body was located Thursday morning, about a quarter mile north of where the incident had occurred. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Farmers Union has sent a letter to the Senate urging greater action on the Farm Safety Net, calling for additional reforms through the Farm Bill. Farmers Union Government Relations Director Aaron Shire.
The Senate Agriculture Committee is currently working on its version of the Farm Bill. It could release text relatively soon, and there is an expectation that they'll mark up the bill at some point this summer. And this follows on the heels of House action on the Farm Bill this spring, with passage of a Farm Bill through the full House in late April. But of course, you got to find a pathway through the Senate too, and the Senate's looking at potentially doing things a little bit differently.
The letter outlines significant headwinds facing a farm economy, including high input costs, low commodity prices, market volatility, trade uncertainty, and a rise in farm exits and bankruptcies.
We outline these concerns in this letter, and with the focus on farm policy through the Farm Bill, and with all of the challenges in the farm economy, we think now is really an important time to take action, for Congress to take action to strengthen the farm safety net for farmers, which is really what we're outlining and calling for in this letter.
Once again, that was Aaron Shire, National Farmers Union Government Relations Director.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic Video Auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Broccoli and other growers along California's Central Coast are bracing for another devastating season of infestations of the diamondback moth, but state regulators appear in no hurry to approve a new federally registered insecticide that could alleviate the damage. Escalating pressure from the insect has led to rising production expenses that can cost growers up to tens of thousands of dollars per acre, according to a recent industry report. The pest has developed increased resistance to the suite of chemical treatments available to growers. Help could be on the way in the form of a novel broad-spectrum insecticide. The product was registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last fall and can be used in most states. But the treatment remains under review by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, whose spokesman, Genevieve Guerra, offered no specific timeline as to when the review will be complete. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday through Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 80s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks open mixed. Investors are looking at moderating crude oil prices, both Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate, under $90 a barrel on optimism about a possible U.S.-Iran peace agreement. SpaceX trades for the first time today on the NASDAQ. The company includes the rocket and satellite company and XAI, the artificial intelligence company, all founded by Elon Musk. He rang the NASDAQ opening bell from SpaceX headquarters. Home builder Lennar is lowering expectations for the year, though sales improved in its recent quarter. It had to offer deals to get buyers to sign. Lennar shares down 2%. And Carnival Cruise Lines is upgrading its onboard dining. The stock's up nearly 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. All righty. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us.
I never let the things I get the best of me. When I get blue, there's what I do, and so can you. It is no mystery when you sing
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, I'd like to make an announcement. A winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the trivia qualifiers. That's Phil Curtis. Phil Curtis, you are the winner. Always call ahead to the office to make sure that the door is open so you can get your ticket. Also, I've got one poster, one water pirate poster left, courtesy of Mr. Greg Graywall. So email me. I will let you know before noon today. All right, that's Kevin at KPRL.com. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm the gal who called in yesterday about the free tattoo removal.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for clarifying something today, because my information came from directly from talking to someone at CapSlow.
Mm.
And so this morning when I heard your announcement, I dug further and I found that it's done through one of their partnerships at Liberty Tattoo Removal. And yes, there is a requirement of volunteering for 4 hours for each treatment, volunteering for 4 hours of community service. And so, yes, it's free, but you do have to give back to the community service.
Right. That's they're in Arroyo Grande, the Liberty Tattoo Removal.
Yes, they are. Yes.
So I was being somewhat sarcastic last hour when I said, well, if the government is recognizing this as an issue for many people, then why shouldn't there be warning labels or at least warning posters put up in these places?
Well, that would be right, but it's kind of, you know, it's just one of those services that, you know, just doesn't participate in warning labels and things like that. People who go in who want a tattoo are not interested in the warning labels. They just want what they want. And
right.
And
so, you know, it's like the other day with this free, you know, again, the word free, is I don't know if people understand what I'm trying to say, is that you're allowing people to become dependent on us. And so I think we do a terrible job of not telling people of decisions in life. Look how many programs that we have in this country that you and I have to pay for based on people's bad decisions.
And that's what I was thinking about when it came to the tattoo removal, is I thought, oh, my God, there's almost no worse decision you can make than having your body marked up like that. But then somewhere down the road you say, oh, well, I don't want it anymore. Let me go to my city or county or state or whatever and get a free service to get it removed. I don't approve of that, but I'm glad that program is out there, and I hope they adhere to their requirements of whoever is getting the removal, that they participate in some sort of payback.
Well, as you well know, for me, look, if you want to get one, go ahead. I don't care. If you want to take drugs, I don't care. I don't, but I don't want to pay for the ramifications. You know, if you want to be, you know, it's my right, I could do what I want, my body and stuff. Not when you start coming back to me as a taxpayer and saying you need help.
That was my thought about CapSlow, is that we fund CapSlow, you know, through city or county or whatever programs. You know, that's not free to you and me as a taxpayer.
Right. And these are, again, instances where they are screening, health and prevention for, in some cases, not all, in some cases of people's choice for their sexual behavior.
Well, true.
Okay. Yes. Well, again, so you want to have your fun and for, you know, and all that kind of stuff that goes along with it, but there are obviously health issues. Now you want me to help. You want me to pay for that because you're being irresponsible.
But that's what we do. That's who we are. There's a program out there for everything.
Why do we allow it?
Well,
I know. Because if we don't, we're going to have to pay for it through these things that happen to society. You know, the whole nine yards. You know, if we don't give kids free breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they're all going to starve to death and go away, and we won't have anybody left living in the United States.
Yeah. I look at the free food programs, and I think I said this yesterday, I don't want any child to go hungry. But what really upsets me is that we've gone so far that we no longer require that these people are, or that these children from these parents are actually in need. These are not low income. A lot of these are not low income parents who can't afford to feed their children. They just made it easy on themselves, and that's where they send them, and that's what they get. And it also extends to the lunch program. So we're feeding children free lunch and free breakfast when a lot of them have full ability to pay for it themselves.
Right, and we have plenty of organizations in this county alone on who do many wonderful things for the for those who need. There is over 100 municipal nonprofit groups that do the networking here for food programs. Over 100 in this county.
Wow.
And and we have Loaves and Fishes here in Paso and in Atascadero and some other things as well that's donated. I know the one in Paso, no government money.
It's all donations.
All donations.
Yeah.
Why? Because Americans are pretty darn generous.
Well, when we recognize a need, we step up. And what we don't like is being taken advantage of.
Well, look, you're smart enough to know that government programs, although not specifically stated, they are meant to be abused.
Wow. Well, they make it easy. How about that?
Okay, yeah. That's a better way of wording it.
Yeah. So anyway, I apologize. My research did not take it further when the gal told me that, yes, we have this program. Yes, it's free. She didn't elaborate on what had to happen. She just, that was just the information that I got. So I apologize for putting it out there as something less than what was required.
Okay. So when are you getting yours removed?
Yeah, when somebody talked about tattoos and I said, oh my God, I've had two kids, you think I would go out and deliberately mark up a body that my kids already took care of? No, that's not happening.
Well, it's become, the funny thing is, because I thought about this when after I got off the air yesterday, although, because I think you stated that it had to do with somebody or people having difficulty finding a job. Or getting a job, something along those lines. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, maybe over the course of time that, tattoos, we don't look twice at people that have them anymore, that it's just the norm. And so it's not as much as a detriment. Now, that probably depends on what kind of employment you're looking for.
Well, of course, it's like I remember being in a business, years and years ago, and a gal came in and she applied to work in our retail store, and she had green hair, and she was in a rock band, so she had a couple of tattoos, one on her neck and green hair, and I said to myself, I know who my clientele is, I know that they're not going to like this. And so, shame on me. I did not hire her because I knew it would not, that people wouldn't approve of it. And that maybe was not a nice decision, but it was a practical one for the business.
Okay, so let's kind of turn this and play a little bit. Okay, suppose she comes in and she's, well, I'll just say clean looking.
Yes.
And then after she's been there for a while, 6 months, she comes in Monday with the green hair and the tattoo on her neck.
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, I've had something like that, something very similar to that happen when I hired somebody to work in a savings and loan, for instance. She came in looking one way to get the job, the same way looking, you know, for her second interview. And the first day she showed up on the job, it was not, it was nobody that you could have, that you would want to have standing in your business of a savings and loan where you got people coming in and investing some serious money.
So what happened?
Well, she didn't last very long, but a lot of it was not us. You know, there was nothing we could do about it, but it was because of her general attitude. She didn't show that attitude, of course, when she interviewed, but she certainly showed it when she was waiting on customers somewhere down the line. So,
well, you know, if she did that after a couple of interviews and then shows up for work that way, a red light has to go on.
Well, yes, but at that point, when you've hired somebody, you know, there's nothing you can do about it because it's discrimination. So,
well,
anyway.
Well, there are, I guess codes and so forth the companies have for their employees. Legally, they probably wouldn't stand up in California, do you think?
No, they don't. We certainly had a dress code, and that was fine, but there were no codes about back then because people, you know, this was actually back in the 70s, there were no codes about you couldn't have green hair, you know, or something like that. There were no codes, so they didn't have anything to have to adhere to or live up to or follow the rules for.
Well, I know it's tough in California, but I think a business should be able to lay down the law because it is a representation of the business. Whether the person with the green hair or pink hair or whatever, if they don't like it, that's too damn bad. It's my business. And I don't want you representing us this way.
Well, I agree, and particularly with a gal who was going to be in the retail business waiting on customers who were multi-million dollar corporation representatives coming in to our retail store to place mega orders and things like that. They were not going to be happy with that. And, you know, so I just made the decision to just tell her that we had hired somebody who was better qualified because I just couldn't have it.
Well, I do think, though, that in today's world, that it's become more acceptable.
Well, it has. But I also know that if you're, it depends on the type of business you're in. If you're in the food industry and you've got somebody serving you at a table who's got nose rings and piercings and tattoos all over them, there's a certain faction of the people who are going to view that as unclean and not be comfortable eating in that establishment.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it would depend on the establishment.
Well, true, yes, but
if it's a salty dog cafe in Madeira Beach, Florida, it's not going to matter.
yeah, but anyway, so again, you know, my apologies. The research I did not go far enough, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay, all right, well, thanks.
You're welcome, bye-bye.
By the way, this place I just mentioned down there in St. Pete off Madeira Beach in Florida, they're called the Salty Dog Cafe. I don't know if it's there anymore, but they had it was a great atmosphere. But they had the T-shirts, and it says, the T-shirt said, "We treat you like the dog that you are." I loved it. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I think it's time for one of your scientifically inaccurate polls. I'm an old school guy, and I'm not a tattoo fan. I even looked into getting a tattoo removal license, but it didn't work out. But I'd like to know out there, we went to a local establishment where the waitress came to us, an attractive young woman wearing a scoop neck blouse with tattoos all the way up to her chin and her arms, and I did not find it attractive at all. And I'm just curious what the general population thinks about something such as that.
Well, when you say attractive,
I think she would have been a lot more attractive without the tattoos.
Oh, I do, too. I noticed that at the gym. You know, you look and go, oh, you know, that person's kind of nice looking. And then when you notice all, you go, you know, that just, again, but we're a different generation, and it takes away.
Yeah, well, I'm a boomer, so therefore, when I was growing up, it was kind of a delineation, especially in the military, it was the delineation between the officers and the enlisted men, mm-hmm. and or the ruling class and the working class, so put it that way if you want.
Right. Well, well, okay, you know, if you can, well, I'll try to write it down and we can start this Monday, because it's a better, it's always better to start doing these survey
exactly.
first thing. I'll have to write it down. Okay.
And the tattoo removal program is very difficult because they use a laser, and the laser beam is only, the frequency depends which color it works on. So you've got to have a different laser frequency for each color of your tattoo. So it's not just a one-and-done kind of thing. It's very, very complicated.
No, it's from what I've read, it depends on, you know, what you're indicating, that it could be from 5 to 15 or 16 times sessions that you have to go to.
Yes, and it's hard to, and if you, I hate to say it, but it smells, it's the worst smell in the world when you're burning off skin with a tattoo laser. It's not the, it's burned flesh. It sounds, if you've ever smelled it, you recognize it, it's not pleasant.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There you go.
All right, thanks.
That's it.
All right, bye. All right, on the text, let's see here. So tired of these free programs. The word free in these programs needs to be replaced with taxpayer-funded. It's not free. We are paying for them. That's been my mantra for X amount of years. And let's see here. What else? And to add to the previous caller, when the kids get free food or whatever, it becomes generational. The kids do not learn how to be self-sufficient because getting it for free is all they know. I came from a desert town in Southern California where welfare and these types of services were generational because the kids never learn how to hold a job or make a better life for themselves. Well, as I stated the other day, what these programs do when you start off at a young age, instead of directly, and I'll say attacking the parents on their irresponsibility, is you are killing them, because you're killing their soul, because you're making them dependent. You think you're helping them, but you're making them dependent on the government, the rest of us. That's just one man's. All right, let's see here. What time? Oh, good thing I looked. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a 27-year-old earlier this week on four felony burglary charges and one count of attempted burglary. After investigating burglaries in Cambria, Cayuga, San Simeon, and Templeton, the Sheriff's Office arrested Ryan Coates, found in possession of stolen property. The California Mid-State Fair announced the introduction of a new quiet zone for children and families for Kids Day at the fair. The Kindness Corner is a designated space that will offer families a quiet space focused on kindness, inclusion, and well-being. The idea was inspired by Miss California Mid-State Fair Queen Skye Davis. The Corner will debut on Kids Day, July 24th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. All over but the shooting and the signing, President Trump says the Iran war is over.
They will not only not have, they will not purchase, develop in any way, any shape, in any way, shape, or form, a nuclear weapon.
But U.S. reportedly dispatched four U.S. jets for the Vice President Vance Geneva signing, and the U.S. military had to again shoot down Iran attack drones targeting commercial ships. After beautifying Washington for America 250 and the weekend White House cage fight, President Trump's celebration season scarred by a giant etching of 8647 on the National Mall.
The Department of Interior is calling this an act of deranged vandalism, with authorities not only trying to figure out who did this, but also what caused the discoloration in the grass.
Fox Alexandria Hoff. Liftoff on the NASDAQ, Elon Musk's initial public offering of SpaceX stock. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. And then for you Saturday, we'll have temperatures in the upper 80s. Low 80s Sunday, back to the upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, low 80s, upper 70s Thursday, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:47 a.m., 8:20 p.m. We are at 66. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
All right, I had to fix something on the computer so it doesn't mess up for next hour. And there, it's done. So next hour should be perfect. Okay, so on the community calendar, which is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Let's see here. Thank you for allowing this. San Miguel Senior Center, Meals That Connect, Monday and Wednesdays, 11:30 to 12. 60 seniors, 60 plus, free hot lunch. They have bingo the 2nd and 4th Friday. On the 2nd, it's finger foods, potluck on the Friday. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6. $1 a board. That's at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. They have chair exercise, by the way. Tuesday and Thursdays, 4:30 till 5. All right, also from the Heart Animal Sanctuary, it's a home to unwanted or medically fragile animals in need of care. The sanctuary is the forever home to these animals. The animals also serve as models for children's art classes, and if you'd like to help out in any way, you may visit From the Heart Sanctuary for more information. That's From the Heart Animal Sanctuary. For more info. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Remember, they have lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving along.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Boy, I don't know where this came from. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Dad's Day is on the way. Yeah, I know everybody. Oh, really? By the way, I'm going to read an email next hour from a lady on the solution to get rid of the free programs. All right, local celebrities today we have. Just emailed him, and he's doing okay up there. Do I have this? Yeah. Ray Bubin. His son is up there visiting. Let's see here. Denise Curry, Lindsay Vandergon. We have Laura Weatherwax Hain, Dan and Karen Jones, Harley and Joy Miller, Dustin and Lori Haig, Hank and Jamie Riley. Zoe Hull leads off tomorrow. Chester Mumford, Andrea Schmitz Cowan, Kathy Rossi, Shelley Payne, Jackie Wilson, Grace Pucci. Grace. Dina Monde, Vern Hayes, Bob Baxter, Mike Clark, Rudy and Jesse Miranda, Kevin and Jennifer Brush, another anniversary, and Jeff and Penny Hoops. Sunday's local celebrities, Mike Amburst, Aaron Goodwin, and Adam Goodwin, Larry Ford, Lacey Hernandez, Garrett Weish, Rachel Howell, Richard and Carolyn Ruth, Bruce and Emily Four, Linda and Steven Jansen, and Steve and Christy Chapman, another anniversary. All righty, on my right-hand side, let's see. Ooh, Archie Blyer. He was the founder of Cadence Records. One of their prominence was the Everly Brothers. 1909, 1989, onward we go. We have, who do we have? Oh boy, George Herbert Bush Walker, 1924, 2018. Guy with a really great voice, underrated. Vic Damone, I Have Often Walked. 1928, 2018. Anne Frank, 1929, 1945. Golly, Jim Nabors, 1930, 2017. Marv Albert. Oh, yes, the Knicks announcer for many years, 1941. Chick Corea, musician, 1941. 2021, 1-2-3 singer from the Dovells, Len Barry, 1942. Reg Pesley from the Trogs, Wild Thing, 1945, 2013. Steve Kiner, good linebacker out of the University of Tennessee, played for the Cowboys, 1947. From Cheap Trick, Bun Carlos, the drummer, 1951. From Boston, Brad Delp. 1951, died in 2017. Meredith Brooks, the singer, 1958. Rory Sparrow, not a bad hoopster. He was born in 1958. Pro wrestler Jerry Lynn, 1963. Paula Marshall, the actress, 1964. Ryan Klesko, not a bad baseball player, short-lived anyway, 1971. Gary Kittles, another hoopster, was pretty decent, 1974. Godzilla, or Hideki Matsui, 1974, of course, with the Yankees primarily. Who else? Oh, Anton Jameson, another hoopster who was pretty good. He was born in 1976. DJ Qualls, the actor, 1978. Bump, 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 bump. Cody Horn, the actress, 1988, and that is it. All right, let's see here. Mr. Wizard, Don Herbert. He passed away in this day in 2017. Just a little side note on him, that Mr. Wizard, Don Herbert, and Bill Murray were the first guest on Late Night with David Letterman in 1982. Mr. Wizard died in 2007. Also passing away, the logo, also the guy from Cabin Creek, West Virginia, Jerry West, one of the great basketball players, passed away in 2024. Good actor. Gregory Peck, he died in 2003. Bill Blass, the designer, 2002. Onward we go. It was on this day in 1994 that Ronald Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson were murdered. Also, Milburn Stone from Gunsmoke. He passed away in 1980. I saw him in an episode of Perry Mason recently. I think it was him. Anyway, he died in 1980. Jimmy Dorsey. Now, he was the brother of Tommy Dorsey, the band leader. And Jimmy Dorsey had a song. I think it was from either 1955 or 1956. It's called So Rare. And that song is so good. He plays the clarinet on it and just really gets... It's like a rock and roll clarinet. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You can hear it on the jukebox every once in a while. Also on the list today of those who passed away, the father of American poets, William Cullen Bryant. He's called the father of American poets, okay? 1878. That and a nickel will get you on the subway. Well, not even a nickel anymore. All right. Okay, going on the top of the list today is I just find there's a lot of things you can comment on about this young lady, but her diary, it moves you, and because it talks about human beings and the commentaries on war and what government can do and does to people. It's recorded history, and I just find it more compelling the older I get, her story and what her and her family, her sister and mom, had to go through, and of course the thousands and millions of people who were in the same circumstances. But I find the diary and the young life, short life of Anne Frank absolutely sad, but also a reminder sometimes as well. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health, Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking air conditioning unit on the roof of the building. After extinguishing the fire, the cause was determined to be a burned-up motor inside the AC. City of Atascadero Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again August 29th. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia. Before the movie will be fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Anne Frank was only 15 when she passed away in the concentration camp, and her sister was 19. I don't know how old her mom was, but anyway, a very compelling story and, again, history. Another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Remember, don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.